Governor Andrew Cuomo didn't get his way when it came to funding for K-12 education in the new state budget. He wanted to scrap the basic formula for determining how much each school district gets. Instead, lawmakers kept it in place and insisted on greater funding for it. That comes after years of cuts to school funding. Lauren Rosenthal talked with some schools in the North Country about how they're being affected after all this back and forth.
I talked to a lot of school administrators, and they all said the same thing about the increase in education funding. Basically, yeah, we'll take it.
We did get a fairly good increase from last year.
It was a very positive budget for us. We're very encouraged by it.
Well, we always like more money, so that's a good thing.
We'll go back to the other voices in a minute, but let's start with Carol LaSala. She's the business manager for Governor's School District. They're getting an extra $860,000 next year, which is a lot considering they have just 1,500 students. LaSala says Governor prides itself on keeping its class sizes small. Lately, that's been harder and harder to do. Lawmakers decided to start cutting back on school funding around 2010 to help fill a statewide budget deficit.
Well, the major thing that had been cut were teaching positions. So we were constantly moving some teachers around. We would truly look at our enrollment numbers and say, okay, I think this year we could do with only 5 at grade 2.
Now that lawmakers have let up on the funding cuts and put more money aside for education, it seems obvious where Governor's money might go. I asked LaSala, will you be able to add more teaching staff?
Actually, I don't think we are. We do have a number of retirements, and we are replacing all the retirements.
But adding new teaching positions is off the table. And that's the story all across the region. Despite this long-awaited increase in their funding, school administrators are still moving cautiously, bordering on stingy. Norwood-Norfolk Central School District is getting an additional $350,000 in state aid next year. But Superintendent Jamie Cruikshank, who you heard earlier, says he's only adding one thing to his budget.
I'm going to be asking the Board of Ed to approve the addition of a halftime music teacher.
Cruikshank says there's a good reason why he's not taking more risks right now, hiring more staff or adding new programs. Like a lot of school districts in the North Country, Norwood-Norfolk is not getting most of its money from local taxpayers. Most of its money comes from the state through the formula known as Foundation Aid. It's supposed to make school funding more fair. The formula has only been around for a decade, but Cruikshank says it's kind of become a political football.
Yes, it's very difficult to plan when 70% of your revenue is really at the discretion of politicians, well-meaning politicians.
This year, Governor Cuomo said he wanted to throw it out and come up with a different system. He didn't offer many details. And for some lawmakers, giving the state total freedom to revamp school funding felt like a big risk. Veteran educator Jim Ketrick says he agreed.
You're kind of at the mercy of whoever is behind putting together some new formula to decide where aid is distributed throughout the state.
Ketrick's seen it firsthand. He spent the last 4 decades working for the Indian River School District, one of the biggest in the North Country. Indian River is getting an extra $1.6 million from the state next year. But Ketrick said what he really wants right now are some better conversations among lawmakers about their vision for K-12 education.
I know we've been under a lot of fire in the last several years that somehow we were awash with money and we were not effective. That's simply not the case. Public school is very vibrant in New York State.
Ketrick says it just needs to be funded in a way that's predictable and also transparent. Lauren Rosenthal, Canton.